Scripture lesson for this morning is taken from St. Paul's letter to the Romans, the 5th chapter, beginning with the 2nd verse. We rejoice in hope of the glory of God. And not only that, but we also glory in tribulations, knowing that tribulation produces perseverance, and perseverance character, and character hope. Now hope does not disappoint, because the love of God has been poured out in our hearts by the Holy Spirit who was given to us. These are your words, Heavenly Father. They are your truth. We pray that you would increase our faith through them. Amen. They woke him up in the middle of the night, blindfolded him, and led him with them out onto an airplane. Put him on an airplane, and he just remembered, he said, flying for hours and hours and hours in silence on this airplane, blindfolded. Finally, he could feel somebody putting a pack on his back, and he could hear the door of the airplane open up, and they pulled his blindfold off of him, and he said he realized that he was in the darkness way up above some place he didn't know where, and he had a backpack on, which included his parachute, and they told him to jump, and he jumped out along with about 6 other soldiers, and they landed in a forested area, and all they had on their backpack was some things for survival. They'd been given no particular orders, but inside of one of the backpacks was a note that gave them a phone number they were to call when they finally found their way to a phone so that they could be picked up. He told me it took them about 3 weeks to work their way through the jungle. They figured out after a while that they were in the Amazon down in Brazil, and they had to work their way back and finally made that phone call. And they had been equipped with just enough things in their backpacks to make it through. The purpose of all of this young man told me, he had been in the special forces. And the purpose of this was special training to get him ready, because he was going to be one of the units that would go into Vietnam. And he looked back on that testing and that training and trial that he had to go through, and he saw in it a lot of wisdom and a lot of benefit for him, because it helped him survive ultimately when he got to Vietnam. It's interesting to think that somebody could have taken that same young man and done those same things to him and had evil intent for him. But the people that did this to him did it for his good, for his benefit, knowing that it would help him to be able to persevere and to get through even more difficult situations. In the text before us, St. Paul presents us with a beautiful circle, or a staircase, if you will, of spiritual blessings. Blessings that come from being tested and tried in times of great tribulation. And he tells us that God permits these to come to us, intending to strengthen us and to make us ready for the things that are to come. And he does these tests in the lives of those who are members of his church at large. These tribulations, however, come from one who has our good intent behind them. Paul uses a very interesting word here, a word that is translated produce. Katergazomai is the word. And I looked up the variety of the meanings for it. It means to accomplish something, to produce results, to work toward making something, to create something, and then I love this one, it can even have the meaning of conquering something. So all of these tribulations that believers have to deal with, that God permits to come into their lives, he has the intent that they will produce spiritual benefits in the lives of his faithful. Each new stage that we progress through as we go through trials and difficulties has an actual positive production element in mind. This is not accidental stuff that happens in our lives. This is not just some happen chance. God doesn't just reach into the bag of difficulties and throw them at people. He very precisely, thoughtfully, knowing each one of us, chooses what tribulations to take us through. And dealing with difficulty, in whatever way it comes, in whatever shape or form, dealing with that difficulty can also have this spiritual advantage. It can help to burn off the negative aspects of our spiritual lives. Things like arrogance, pride, self-righteousness, lukewarmness, taking Christ for granted, being earthly-minded. If you're like me, you have a tendency at times to grow kind of slack in your faith, kind of just taking this gospel for granted and blah, 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 we've heard it all before, and God's word, and yeah, I know it's important. I know it's supposed to be so important, and I know heaven is supposed to be so important, but oh, man, sometimes it just gets kind of wearisome, and you can just start to take all of this so for granted. And then you run into tribulation. One of the most difficult moments in my younger life, I was in my late 20s, was when my mom suddenly died. She was only 63. It was unexpected. It was rather sudden. I remember being so jarred by it. I wanted my little children to be able to know their grandma, and now she was taken away from them. It was really, really difficult for me to deal with at first. And yet when I look back on that moment in my life, God used it to strengthen me in my faith more than ever. In fact, I would say that for about 3 to 6 months after that, I had greater clarity about what really matters in life than I ever have before or since. Some days I long for that kind of clarity again. Martin Luther said this, "A person learns in suffering what kind of man he is." And he means that in the spiritual sense. A person learns in suffering what kind of character is inside of you and in your faith. And so Paul urges us to look at the tribulations in our life from God's perspective, not just from our earthly perspective. And in the same way that God was directing all of the events in politics and history to bring about the crucifixion of our Lord, who had to go to the cross to atone for our sins. Think of all the things that had to be set up just right according to the book of the Old Testament laid out by God as to how exactly these details would play out and how our Lord meticulously followed that book in order to earn our salvation. Well, that same God does the same thing with our lives. He just hasn't let us see the book. He hasn't let us see the actual plan and blueprint that's been laid out, but it's there. Paul invites us to be confident in that. And the same God knows exactly the twists and the turns and the details of each one of our futures, and he invites us to put our confidence in the fact that it is our loving and gracious God who has redeemed us and saved us and plans to glorify us that will also take us through those trials. This suffering and tribulation that we deal with in life is rooted in the kind heart of God. May not feel like that a lot of times, but that is the source of it, the one who works only for our good. As a parish pastor, there were many times when I had to go to the sickbed of somebody and deal with a family with some very difficult challenges and tragedies and crisis and so on. And yet, how often I would observe that the individual closest to that suffering was so often drawn even closer to their Heavenly Father and His gracious promises. Listen to the steps that Paul puts in front of us again. Tribulation produces perseverance. Perseverance, character. And character, hope. A theologian by the name of Martin Franzmann, in commenting on this text, uses the picture of a stairway in the life of each Christian. And he says that each step that we take, God sheds just enough light that we can only see the next one in front of it. And yet we know that at the top of the stairs is the glow of heaven that we are ultimately climbing toward as we go up these steps. In the book of Revelation, this is the way God speaks to, or John is told about those who are standing in heaven. These are they who have come out of the great tribulation. They have washed their robes and made them white in the blood of the Lamb. And so knowing that this is the ultimate good that God has intended for us with the trials that we have to experience in life, we can even go so far as to pray for them the way David did in Psalm 139. Search me, O God, and know my heart. Try me and know my anxieties, and see if there is any wicked way in me, and lead me in the way everlasting. Amen. Please rise for prayer. Today we honor two prayer requests, one on behalf of Lacey Sawatsky, one of our December graduates whose mother just passed away, and also Aaron Niemeyer, one of our students who's not with us this semester, who will be undergoing extensive back surgery next week. We pray. Lord God, our gracious Heavenly Father, we come before you on behalf of Lacey and her family as they mourn the loss of her mother. Comfort them with the word of your grace, which alone gives everlasting comfort. Be with them in the days ahead and grant them wonderful memories of their loved one, and especially strengthen them through word and sacrament that they may continue to seek you, our rock and our salvation. We also bring petitions to you on behalf of your child Aaron as he soon will undergo surgery. Guide the hands and bless the talents of those who provide him with medical care, that he may be restored to better health according to your will. Above all, give him and his loved ones confidence in your gracious care and eternal salvation through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen.